This is St. Louis Public Radio. 10 years ago today, on a cold and snowy morning, the St. Louis region saw its first mass shooting in the workplace. Timothy Hendren, a disgruntled employee at transformer manufacturer ABB, shot and killed 3 people and injured 5 others before turning the gun on himself. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman has this look back.
At first, the big news of January 7th, 2010 was the winter weather. The sun wasn't even up when that changed.
Shortly after 6:30 in the morning, our pagers started to go off.
That's former St. Louis Police Chief Sam Dotson. He was a captain back in 2010 and would end up in charge of coordinating the release of information about the shooting.
This one had a different tempo to it. Normally, it's an incident occurred, officers respond, things are stabilized. This one, something occurred, officers responded, and then more officers, and it wasn't stable, and it was very dynamic.
As word began to spread that something was happening at ABB, located just off Interstate 70 in North St. Louis, families and friends of those who worked there faced an agonizing wait. Adrian Wilson's younger brother, Corey, her father, Don, and her stepmother, Vicky, all worked at the factory. Her worst memory of the day was a phone call from her dad saying there was a shooter in the building.
And he could not get a hold of my brother, and if I would try to call my brother to see if he would answer. And so I did, and obviously he didn't answer.
Corey Wilson was one of the 3 people killed. Don made the identification. Adrian had just as hard of a task.
I had to call my mother, who lived in Colorado, and let her know that, you know, my brother, her son, was shot and killed.
Corey was only 27 and had been at ABB for just 5 years, but he was already a supervisor, something that didn't surprise Adrian.
He just worked really hard and wanted to succeed, and he was determined to do that. He's a really good guy who just, life got taken too soon.
Interviews with survivors and witnesses would paint a chilling picture of what happened inside the factory. Hendren fired more than 115 rounds from at least 3 different weapons, including a high-powered rifle. Police were never able to determine a motive. Hendren had been part of a lawsuit against the company over the way it was handling its pensions. He'd also been demoted when ABB eliminated a production shift. The day could have been even more tragic, says Dan Isom, who was then the chief of the SLMPD. For one, the ongoing snowstorm meant people were late to work, reducing the number of potential victims.
The other thing is the fact that the lieutenant on the scene made the decision to breach the door. Had they not gone in, I mean, he could have systematically gone through that building and, you know, killed a lot more people and injured a lot more people.
Hendren still had hundreds of rounds of ammunition on him when police found his body. He had shot himself within 15 minutes, but it took SWAT teams nearly 3 hours to determine the scene was safe. Police set up a media staging ground less than a mile from the scene, but sometimes there were very few updates. Dotson says the department had to make sure it had the latest information before going public.
It's very, very difficult to give a true and accurate picture because it changes not minute by minute, but second by second.
Both Dotson and Isom praised the 300 officers who responded to ABB throughout the day. But Isom acknowledges that SLMPD wasn't fully prepared for a mass shooting in 2010. Columbine, in 1999, had taught police that the first officers on the scene of an active shooter have to enter the building. But just half of St. Louis's force had received the necessary training.
The second thing that we found is that we didn't really have the right type of equipment for line officers.
That included rifles, shields, and entry tools. Though the city was just emerging from the financial chaos generated by the Great Recession, Isom says funding wasn't the reason for the delay.
It may have just been more of not really thinking through all the things that would be needed for a line officers to really do or accomplish what we were asking trained SWAT and equipped SWAT officers to do previously.
Dotson says the department was much better prepared to react when he took over as chief in late 2012. By that time, all officers had undergone active shooter training, and the department had purchased the needed equipment. Though St. Louis has avoided another ABB-like tragedy, nearly 2,000 people have been killed or injured in mass shootings over the last decade. And every one opens up a wound for Adrian Wilson and her family.
The best way that my family, personally, that we can deal with this senseless violence is we started our association, the Corey Wilson Scholarship Association, and it has allowed us to kind of carry on his memory.
If we can show a little kindness, she says, maybe it will eventually overshadow all the gun violence in the country. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.